Well, Kenny, how do you reflect on that? They made it difficult for you.
Yeah, we got up until the attacking third and didn't do enough with the ball. We couldn't shift their back four around. We didn't get in behind the fullbacks. We didn't pull the centre backs around with either. Good 1v1 situations, good crosses, the right ball at the right time. And I felt then, you know, too many times we ran out of ideas going forward and looked, you know, quite lopsided. Not enough left footers out there either to be able to vary it. And ultimately then a frustrating day. I'm not disappointed with the effort of the players or the commitment. The clean sheet again has helped us. I felt the two centre-halves did very well and, you know, contained Charlton on the counter-attack. But going forward, as a team, we weren't constructive enough today.
You talk about not having enough left footers on the pitch. You got one on at half time, of course. You made two changes at the break.
Yeah, we tried various combinations, but I didn't think we really did move them around. We didn't give them enough problems. We didn't shift their back four around enough. They defended very well and made it hard for us. I do understand that, and they had a real good shape about them in front of their new manager. But from our point of view at Molineux, we're looking to try to open up the pitch as much as possible, make it as big as we can and really try to use that width. We didn't do that today.
You had to be defensively sound as well, didn't you? Because Charlton, probably for the first time in a while at Molineux, you put you under a bit of pressure. Carl Hakimi had to make a couple of good saves.
He did, particularly in the second period. You know, there was one touch that he got that was excellent, and the counter attack was always in there. Particularly with us, you know, getting frustrated and struggling, then going into the final third, and then not really doing enough to break them down.
And as the season wears on, will you have to get used to this kind of performance with a team coming to Molineux?
Yeah, maybe. You know, maybe that's the case. The crowd stuck with us very, very well today, but I felt we looked lopsided too many times. I didn't think we had enough of a switch of play. I didn't think for us we moved the ball or made the right decisions on the ball, particularly in the final third, because we had a lot of the ball today and due to a lot of effort from our players today, you know, we had a good foothold in the game, and with that foothold we didn't do enough.
This is fine-tuning by the sound of it that we're talking about, Kenny. You've got the right players and the options you want, but just getting everything to run a little bit more slickly.
And we didn't work their goalkeeper. You know, for all of the ball we had and going into the final third, we didn't work their goalkeeper enough. Quite sometimes we fell between stools between, you know, putting the ball in there and then really working it through, which in the end we do want to do. You know, we want to play in their half. We want to play fast attacking, flowing football on the floor and try to pull people around with good incisive play that can slide down the sides and end up pulling defenders around.
I know this is very much the month of speculation and rumour, Kenny, but we have heard a lot from around West Bromwich Albion today suggesting that they have an interest in Bakary Sakho. Is there anything at all you can shed a light on with that for us?
No, we've had no bid. Whether there's one imminent then, I don't know, but there's been no contact or no bid at all. So, you know, we've talked a lot about Sakho, and you know, we'll deal with anything as and when it happens, or if and when it happens. From my point of view, it wouldn't be something that we would want, but obviously there's a lot of talk about him at the moment, and the situation hasn't changed, but no, we've had no bid.